Well, there are a number of different aspects of the Act. The first in regard to some penalties, for example, at the moment, the maximum penalty for organised dogfighting is only 1 year, and we'd like to see that increased in line with the maximum penalty for animal cruelty, which is 3 years. And in fact, we'd like to see the maximum penalty for animal cruelty to rise as well, because what happens now, magistrates rely on precedents when they hand down the sentence, and the longest sentence we've had is 6 months, and then the person only had to do 3 months. So we believe that if the maximum sentence for animal cruelty rose as well, that would be a good thing. Hopefully might encourage, you know, more adequate or at least more sentences in line with, you know, public opinion. And the same goes for animal neglect. I mean, we can get large numbers of animals that are caught up in severe neglect, and the maximum penalty for that is only 1 year's imprisonment. So we'd like to see that rise as well, because nobody has ever spent any time in jail for animal neglect. So we'd like to see that rise. Another area is in regard to animals that have had to be seized. At the moment, we have to wait until that case goes to trial before we can A, rehome the dogs, or B, have any hope of recouping some of the costs, which can be extremely high, because in those type of cases there's extended veterinary treatment and this type of thing, apart from their boarding costs, and the owner doesn't have to pay anything until it actually goes to trial, and even then some of those expenses, you know, we just don't get them met. And not only is the RSPCA up for large amounts of money to pay for their care, but more importantly, the animals themselves, and in most cases they are dogs, the dogs, you know, have sometimes been languishing for up to 2 years without finding a new loving home. And that's, you know, that's another problem.